One ringy dingy, two ringy dingy. Oh, a gracious good afternoon, Mr. Veedle. I'm Miss Tomlin, your representative from the telephone company. And you owe us a balance of $23.64. When may we expect payment? It's for three calls to Topeka, Kansas. You don't know anyone in Topeka, Kansas? Well, Mr. Veedle, that's beside the point. Now, when may we expect payment? When what freezes over? No, Mr. Veedle, you are not dealing with just anyone's fool. I am a high school graduate. Now, then, Mr. Veedle? Now, Mr. Veedle, Miss Tomlin again. About this unpaid phone bill. Now, when may... Well, Mr. Veedle, I just don't see why you're kicking up such a ruckus when, according to our files, your present bank balance plus stock, security, and other holdings amount to exactly 300 and... What? Privileged information. Oh, Mr. Veedle, that's so cute. No, Mr. Veedle, you're dealing with the telephone company. For instance, now, as I look through your income tax return for 1965, Mr. Veedle. Veedle, it's me again. We seem to be a bit disconnected. Now, Mr. Veedle, I want you to understand something. We are not subject to city, state, or federal regulations. We are omnipotent. Omnipotent. That's potent with an omni in front of it. Now then, Mr. Veedle, when may we expect payment? Oh, Mr. Veedle, I'm afraid we're going to have to discontinue your outgoing service. And if we do not receive payment within 10 days, we will send a large, burly serviceman to your home to rip it out of the wall. I'd advise you to lock up the liquor. He's a mean drunk. Now then, Mr. Veedle, wouldn't you really rather pay than lose your service and possibly the use of one eye? Mr. Beetle. Mr. Beetle.
Take note of the lifespan of your battery. The phone's battery gets used when it's sending voice or text information to the source of the bug, or if someone is remotely activating the microphone. If the battery life is suddenly significantly shorter than it used to be, even after getting a new battery, your phone may be bugged.
In. But I'm gonna be late getting to my gate. Security checked again. Pulled out of line and they start to ask me questions. Sit me down and say I better start confessing. This is all surprising. I can't believe they hacked Verizon. In the back room and I'm getting sued for hours. They didn't even buy me flowers. And now there's always someone telling me. Cause my GPS was on. Cause my GPS was on. Cause my GPS was out. So I put my hands up, I'm going to jail. Down in Guantanamo Bay. Nothing in this like, yeah. Waterboarded like, yeah. I got my hands up, I can never go home. When you just think I'm okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a party at the NSA. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a party at the NSA. Sitting at home on the internet. Posting on some Facebook walls. Like, who's that troll? Cause he's on a roll. I think he voted for Ron Paul. Said don't tread and I'm pretty sure they got pissed. That's how I wound up on the internet watch list. No one was supposed to see those emails. I swear I thought that they were females. Wherever I go feels like Big Brother is watching. Can't leave my house because I'm snowed in. That's when the Predator drone hit my living room. Cause my Xbox One was on. Cause my Xbox One was on. Cause my Xbox One was on. So I put my hands up, I'm going to jail. Down in Guantanamo Bay. Nothing that is like, yeah. Waterboarded like, yeah. I got my hands up, I can never go home. When I just think I'm okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a party at the NSA. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a party at the NSA.
Don't mind that van outside tonight. What the hell are civil rights? Because we're watching all the time. But it's for your own protection, so it's alright.
So I put my hands up, I'm going to jail. Down in Guantanamo Bay. Nothing that is like, yeah. Waterboarded like, yeah.
One ringy dingy. Is this Mr. Hoover? Mr. Jedgar Hoover? Good. Then I have reached the party to whom I am speaking. Mr. Hoover, this is Miss Tomlin from the telephone company. It is my duty, Mr. Hoover, to discuss with you some of the abuses of your instrument. Yes. Yeah, yes, it does sound rather un-American, doesn't it? Now then, Mr. Hoover, I have your file here before me.
Oh, yes, I'm sure that you have a file on me, too. After all, turnabout is fair play. Yes, it does sound perverted. Now then. Mr. Hoover, I have a find that you and your agents have indulged in the illegal and unfair practice of wiretapping. Wiretapping. Oh, Mr. Hoover, listening to other people's conversations. Oh, how do I know? From listening to your calls, that's how I know. Oh, no. Mr. Hoover, don't be rude. I'll make a loud noise into my mouthpiece and perhaps deafen you for life. Now, Mr. Hoover, may I ask, do you have a telephone directory handy? Good. Let us turn to page VIII and recite in unison. It is a crime under both federal and state law to use a telephone for annoying or harassing purposes, or to knowingly permit a phone under one's control to be used for such purposes. This includes calls in which the caller remains silent, etc., 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 etc. Oh, you do know the law, Mr. Hoover. Now, Jedgar, listen, is there anybody at your place listening in? Everybody, good. Let's get right to the nitty-gritty. There's absolutely no reason for your people to skulk about, electronically speaking. You can get all the information you need from us. Probably a lot more accurately, too. Good. Good, then we will be in touch. Oh, and Mr. Hoover, before you go, I must tell you how much I admire your vacuum cleaner. Hello? Mr. Hoover? Well, why do you suppose he got so huffy? I was just being complimentary. Everybody knows there's nothing like a Hoover when you're dealing with dirt.
The separation of powers works. Our Constitution works. We will again set an example for the world that the law is not subject to the whims of stubborn rulers and that justice is not arbitrary. This administration acts like violating civil liberties is the way to enhance our security. It is not. There are no shortcuts to protecting America. But my assessment and my team's assessment was that they help us prevent terrorist attacks. This administration also puts forward a false choice between the liberties we cherish and the security we provide. You can't have 100% security and also then have 100% privacy and zero inconvenience. We're going to have to make some choices as a society. I will provide our intelligence and law enforcement agencies with the tools they need to track and take out the terrorists without undermining our Constitution and our freedom. That means no more illegal wiretapping of American citizens. No more national security letters to spy on citizens who are not suspected of a crime. No more tracking citizens who do nothing more than protest a misguided war. No more ignoring the law when it is inconvenient. That is not who we are. And it's not what is necessary to defeat the terrorists.
And what I can say is that in evaluating these programs, they make a difference in our capacity to anticipate and prevent possible terrorist activity. In the abstract, you can complain about Big Brother and how this is a potential program run amok. But when you actually look at the details, then I think we've struck the right balance.
Oh, damn it. Pris, get this guy on voice, please.
Hello, Jacob Fremont.
Hi, Jacob. This is Agent Panine from the NSA.
The NSA?
Actually, we're a private contractor, but you don't need to worry about that. Truth is, we're having some technical difficulties on this end reading your mail, so we're going to need you to help us out, okay?
Sorry, you're reading my mail? Why?
Come on, Jacob. Safeguarding liberty through constant vigilance? You must have seen the news.
Yeah, but you're only monitoring terrorists, right? I'm not a terrorist. I'm a journalist.
Potato, potato, Jacob. Look, I'm sure you're not doing anything illegal yet, but we do need to keep an eye on you to make sure it stays that way. So, like I said, technical issues need your cooperation.
Well, wait. What's this?
This lets me access your computer. Just hit OK. Hey, there you are.
Hi. I'm really not comfortable with this, okay?
I'll be sure to make a note of your discomfort. So, hey, what's this?
Oh, those are documents for a story I'm working on. You guys must know. Whoa!
Yeah, you see how I deleted those? There are certain stories that may be interesting to you as a journalist, Jacob, but we as a government consider them best not told for the sake of national security. Hey, different opinions.
Yeah, that's kind of... What are you doing now? What are these?
Oh, these are files that are going to live on your computer, Jacob. You won't be able to open or delete them, but we need them there in case at some point in the future we need to destroy your reputation.
Oh, okay, look, this is really not acceptable. What you're doing, I mean, I'm pretty sure all of this is totally illegal.
Oh, you're adorable. Listen, Jacob, you like freedom and democracy, right?
Of course.
So isn't it better that we, the good guys, isn't it better that we take freedom and democracy and keep them in a safe place where the bad guys can't get to them?
Where they can't get to them?
Yeah, I mean, the last thing any of us wants is for freedom and democracy to fall into the wrong hands, right? So we can rely on your understanding and cooperation in keeping this great nation of ours safe?
Yeah, sure, when you put it like that.
Good! I'm glad we had this chat. Again, sorry about today. We'll get our technical issues sorted out, and in future, you won't even have to know we're watching. Okay? Bye, Jacob! Okay. Tell you what, Pris, let's take a look-see at what Scarlett Johansson's been doing.
Goodness gracious! This Cher Bono is really an active young woman, running around day and night. She makes Henry Kissinger look like a shut-in. I'll just get her private number from this old pamphlet, The CIA Looks and Listens to the Hollywood Stars. Oh, here it is. I'll just give her a little ringy-dingy, find out what's really going on. Not that I care, but Phoenicia loves malicious gossip. One ringy dingy. Two ringy dingy. It's not like the good old days. This is the only kind of tapping we're allowed to do now. Hot tonight, Ernestine. Five ringy dingies. Pick up.
Hello?
Is this the party to whom I am speaking? Is this Cher and Cher alike? Bono?
Yes, this is she. May I help you, please?
My name is Ernestine Tomlin, a duly appointed and grossly underpaid servant of Ma Bell.
You mean you're an operator?
Judging from the media, I'd say you're the operator, sweetie.
What do you want?
The simple truth, Ms. The simple truth. For instance... Where were you a week ago on last Saturday?
Well, I don't think it's any of your business, but let me see. Oh, yeah, I took Chastity to Disneyland, and we met one of the seven dwarfs, Happy.
Oh, yes, I have that story right here. Let's see. Cher arranges rendezvous between Chastity and wealthy midget. Is that correct?
Now, that's a bit of a distortion, don't you think?
Look, Cher, I work for the phone company. It is not my job to think.
Ernestine, you really shouldn't believe all that junk you read in those magazines. I mean, if you add it up, those magazines have me going out with 20 guys at the same time.
Well, no wonder you're so thin.
I'm telling you, all those stories are lies. I mean, they're just distortions and fabrications.
The distortions and the fabrications. Are those the two rock groups you're going out with? That's another one from Ma Bell.
Look, honey, I've told you they're all lies.
Don't you call me honey.
Miss Tomlin, I've told you that they are all lies. I mean, there isn't one iota of truth in any of them.
Okay. Could I ask you one more question?
Okay.
When are you and Captain Kangaroo getting married?
This is ridiculous. I am not even seeing Captain Kangaroo.
A scoop, you broke up. Tell me, did Mr. Green Jeans come between you?
Look, Ernestine, you are not listening to me. I mean, do you want to know how wild my life is right now?
Oh, yes, I would love to.
I think you're going to be disappointed. I mean, I'm going to take Chastity. We're going to go to the park. We're going to ride on the teeter-totter. We're going to swing on the swings. And then after that, we're going to go out for a malt.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay? Have you got that? Goodbye.
Hello, is this Photo Screen Magazine? Listen, I have the very latest news about Cher Bono. Now listen very carefully. Quote, Cher has her ups and downs, but still goes out swinging and drinking in the afternoon. Yeah. A gracious good afternoon. This is Miss Tomlin from the telephone company calling Miss Martha Mitchell. Have I reached the party to whom I am speaking? Oh, it's Mrs. Mitchell. Oh, I wasn't aware that you had a husband. Mrs. Mitchell, I have a work order here before me that's left me a little puzzled. You've asked for 3 phones to be installed in the John Mitchell residence, or is that the Mitchell John residence? Oh, I see. You want 3 phones installed in the Mitchell residence's John. Oh, I understand. Mrs. Mitchell, excuse me. I'm having trouble hearing you. Is that water running? Are you in the kitchen? Oh, well, I hope I haven't called at an inconvenient time. Now, about these phones, Mrs. Mitchell, I hope you realize that they must be located at least 10 feet from the tub. It must be 10 feet, Mrs. Mitchell. Well, if the phone ever fell into the bathtub while you were in it, it could create quite a shock. Well, regardless of whether you would like that or not, it is against company regulations. Very good. Now, you've also stated that you would like these phones to be colored. What color do you prefer? Beige, pink, blue, green, or yellow? Black. But you said colored. Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Mitchell. We at the phone company do not consider black colored. No, it's just an error in semantics. No, not semitics, Mrs. Mitchell, semantics. Now, Mrs. Mitchell, I must warn you that the installation of these phones is going to be very expensive. You'd better sit down. Oh, you are sitting down. Perhaps you'll want to jot down this information. Do you have a piece of paper handy? No, Mrs. Mitchell. No, I meant a notepad. Well, can you get up and go get one? Oh, I'm sorry. Well, perhaps you can write it on the wall. Oh, there's already too much writing on the wall. Well, Mrs. Mitchell, may I safely assume that you would like these phones to be in the princess model? After all, you will be dialing from the throne. Pardon me? Yes, I do. I have your file right here before me. Well, no, I don't mind checking your record if you feel you've been overcharged. Let's see now. Oh, here's a strange item. 3 phone calls beginning at 2 a.m. to Little Rock, Arkansas, to the Arkansas Gazette for a total of 1 hour. What's that? Senator Fulbright, yes? Yes, uh-huh. Mrs. Mitchell, one sec. I haven't got the time for this, Mrs. Mitchell.
This circuit is overloaded. No wonder she didn't care if the phone fell in the tub. This broad's felt no pain in years. A gracious good afternoon. This is your operator, Miss Tomlin. How may I help you? You say you've lost your dime? Well, that's no problem for the telephone company. May I have the number from which you are dialing? Is that B as in boy? Boswick 99650. May I safely assume that this is a pay station? And may I have your name and address, please? Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. We will send you your dime as soon as we've checked the validity of your claim. Yes, we also like to look into our dime's return file to see if you've pulled this before. Well, madam, is that your attitude? If that's the way you feel about it, the phone company recommends that you lump it. A gracious good afternoon. This is your operator. You've lost your dime? Yes, sir. Is that V as in boy, Boswick 99650? May I have your name and address, please? Thank you. We will send you your dime as quickly as possible. A gracious good afternoon. A gracious good afternoon. This is Miss Tomlin, your operator. How may I help you? You must let me get it out, sir. Well, far be it from me to delay your press of schedule, but some of us do take pride in our work. Now then, you say you've lost your dime? That's B as in boy, Boswick 99650. And may I have your correct address? You may expect your dime in 3 to 30 days. And as a special favor, I'm enclosing our three-color brochure on phone etiquette. You might find it useful. Phoenicia, this is Ernestine. I know it's your day off, but this is important. You got to get over to Main and 3rd Street. Boswick 9's about to pay off. I think we've got our weekend to Tijuana all paid for. Listen, Phoenicia, take a big sack with you. And for God's sakes, don't yell bonsai when it hits like you did last time.
There is a way to strike back.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.